We are up to Simon Shin Ayin Beis, Sif Beis, and we'll be doing Beis and Gimel. Karfaf Yosrael Sasayim, Shalom Hukaf Adir. We said a big open area that's not made for living in. It was larger than Tusa, and the wall around it was not made for living in. That means you didn't have houses in it and then surrounded it with a wall. Have a karmelis, it is a karmelis. Vosel Tavl Mimenu Lekarfaf Acher. You're not allowed to carry from it to another karfaf. Lahachnis alahotzi mizel lazeh ki im shtei amos bazeh or shtei amos bazeh. The halachi is you're allowed to carry from one karmelis to another karmelis, but you cannot carry four amos in a karmelis. So if you're carrying from one karmelis to another, you better make sure that from when you lift it in the first karmelis to when you put it down, you don't have dalet amos. So you can carry two amos in each one, but you cannot carry more than that. This is a simple karmelis. It does not have any of the halachas of chatzeris. What happens if one was hukaf ladira and one was not hukaf ladira? So the halachi is that you cannot carry from one to the other, within dalet amos, because the one that's hukaf ladira is a rishus hayachid. The one that's lo hukaf ladira is a karmelis. You're not allowed to carry from a karmelis to rishus hayachid or rishus hayachid to a karmelis. Siv gimel. Shtei chatzeris shirotzus la'arav yachad lahatir av kelim sheshavsu babatim. When you normally have a set of houses around the chatzer, they make an erev chatzeris, and you can carry from any of the houses to the chatzer, from the chatzer to any of the houses, from the houses to the houses. If you had a second chatzer with its batim, they did the same thing. Now you want to be able to carry from one chatzer to the other. So one chatzer to the other, you can always carry, but you want to be able to carry from things from that were shovis in the bias in one of the chatzeris into the other chatzer. So there we said, can that were shovis in the bias, you couldn't. So, but the first one made an Erev. The second one also made an Erev. So you can carry from the bottom into its own chatzer. How do you carry from one chatzer into the second chatzer? So what it says is that Ein Sarech Erev Acher, they don't have to make a separate Erev. Eloha Erev Sha'osu Kfar Yoluchenu Echad Mibnei Achatzer B'Shvu Kulam V'yitneno Be'echad Mibatei Chatzer Shnia. What you do is you take your Erev, Chatzer 1, takes its Erev and puts it in one of the houses in Chatzer 2. And that makes it kilu, they're all ma'ariv, and the other chatzar also, it unites the chatzeris, and you're allowed to carry. Dim yirtza yolich shama filo pas mishalo v'kulam mutarim. Or, the person whose house the Erev is in can go ahead and carry bread and go to a house in the other chatzar, and that also unites them. Says the Ramah, hagav v'hu she'irvu b'nei chatzero imo t'chila. The only time that his bread will work is that he's part of the Erev of his chatzar. Or for some reason we're talking about a case where there was no need for them to be ma'arif. But that's only if the b'nei chatzar ashniya also made an erev on their own, and this was all before you made the erev. So the Mishnah Berurah says that once they all make an Erev together, he can, b'shlichuson, go ahead and put bread in the other chatzer to be matur carrying in the chatzer. But l'mafreya, it doesn't work. However, if you're somach, meaning, if let's say the chatzer A did not make an Erev on its own, someone in chatzer A went ahead and put his pas in chatzer B. Then they went ahead and all of chatzer A was ma'arif. So what we could do is tell him before Shabbos comes in, be somich on the pas that you gave the other chatzah, that should be an Erev. Because the halacha is that you are allowed to say, I am now being somach on my bread in someone else's house as an Erev. Even though you placed it there long before Shabbos and you didn't say anything, when Shabbos comes in, that's the time to talk.